has got to go.
On a Saturday morning in January, about 150 people are gathered with banners and a PA system at a playground in Pittsburgh.
The first question we have to ask today is, why are we here?
Greg Osorio, a local pastor, points to a cluster of oil tanks just behind the park. Each one is the size of a house, faded yellow metal. Right now, they're empty and have been for 15 years, but they soon could be filled with crude oil.
They want to put a dynamite factory in our backyard with crude oil bombs right next to housing. Turn around and look at that.
The facility used to belong to PG&E. Now an Irvine-based company, Westpac, is proposing to reopen and upgrade the tanks. There would be 17 total, able to store up to 375,000 barrels of oil. The $200 million project would bring in the oil and redistribute it to Bay Area refineries to make into gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and other products.
It's consistent with the types of operations that are going on in that area already.
Art Diefenbach is the project manager for Westpac. This is an existing facility in a traditionally industrial town, he says, so the project makes sense here. After the tanks were decommissioned, neighborhoods grew up around them, but Diefenbach says that won't present a problem.
We'll be installing additional safety equipment and noise reduction equipment and air pollution control equipment, so that it's actually going to be better than it is today.
Better, he means, than sitting empty. Plus, the project would create up to 40 permanent jobs. But community members aren't just concerned about the oil in the tanks. They're also concerned about the trains that would deliver it. In 2008, there was no oil coming into California by rail. In December of last year alone, trains carried more than 1 million barrels into the state. That's because there's an oil boom in North Dakota and Canada.
The problem that we have is there's not a terribly good infrastructure to get the oil to the coasts where most of the refining and, frankly, most of the customers are for that energy located.
Tupper Hull is the spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association. Without pipelines, oil refiners are turning to trains. But more crude by rail has led to more crude by rail accidents. Nearly 50 people died in Quebec last summer when an oil train exploded. In the past few months, there have been derailments in Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Alabama, and New Brunswick, Canada.
People over here are very concerned about that happening.
Andre Soto is an organizer with Communities for a Better Environment.
They'd rather prevent it than to respond to it.
And Pittsburgh is a city that knows what it means to respond to an industrial accident. In 1944, two Navy munition ships in nearby Port Chicago exploded.
The earth-shaking explosion happened at night, killing 321 persons.
Pittsburgh is less than 10 miles from the port, which no longer exists.
Desolation everywhere. A few hours before, the air was full of flying glass. Every window in town was broken.
Right now, rail brings in a little less than 2% of the oil California uses. Westpac and five other crude by rail projects are being considered in the state. If they all get approved, rail could provide a quarter or more of the state's oil, according to the California Energy Commission. Andre Soto says he thinks oil companies aren't being transparent about safety concerns.
They don't want to admit the risk, because if they did, then the community would say, well, no, we don't want, not in my backyard. And the people have a right to say that.
The National Transportation Safety Board is making recommendations to improve crude by rail safety. Governor Jerry Brown's budget proposal boosts funding for the agency that deals with oil spills. Meanwhile, Attorney General Kamala Harris has written a letter to the Pittsburgh Planning Department expressing her concerns about the Westpac project, particularly the impacts on air quality and the risk of accidents. Tupper Hull says the companies he works with are aware of the safety concerns, and he expects there will be more regulations.
We're in one of these eras where the market has brought us good news, and now we're catching up on the regulatory and the infrastructure side.
Good news, he says, because this is domestic oil rather than from overseas, and it's cheap. Leanna Monterey, a Pittsburgh resident and one of the people leading the charge against the project, isn't buying it.
Not here. Not next to a community. You don't sacrifice people, a community, for your profits. That's wrong. That's an injustice.
Pittsburgh is currently considering the project. The city council is expected to decide on its fate soon. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.